dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town. There's a cancer called crime in our cities and an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back, put an end to the gangs and the drugs in the streets, and the fact that the bad guys most always go free, that is wrong. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, and take all our money and send it abroad. Some city schoolyard, when bullets and birth control outnumber books, something's wrong. There's a hunger for good news and heroes, but good news is no news, so all of the heroes are gone. We must take
good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I am your host, John Stattmiller. We'll be with you live on this third day of March, 2005. Program airs Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. And that is Central Time, folks. Many ways in which to listen to the program: AM, FM, Internet, satellite, shortwave. We're getting all over the place. And much appreciation for you folks joining us this afternoon. As usual, on Thursdays, Desi Andrews and Dr. Bill Veith in studio. And we will get to our announcements here quickly. Folks, specials on the Aaronizers. I got to do this right away before I forget about it. On the Aaronizers, there's a price increase that's going to take effect here. It's supposed to take effect at the end of March. The 1st of March, but for the Republic broadcaster, broadcasting listeners, let me catch my breath. Okay. we're holding the prices, and we're putting a 20% discount on that. And also, the new Aaronizers that are coming out, this is included in the price special here. The Aaronizers have been beefed up. They're 20% stronger now, so keep that in mind. But what you really need to do, if you've been considering buying an Aaronizer, folks, now's the time to do it before the price increase hits. Keep in mind that, yes, this is an American product made by Americans for Americans to keep you happy and healthy in your home environment. Give us a call at 800-724-2719 to take advantage of that. Do not delay on that. You'll get to talk to a very fine lady that I've known for a number of years. So give us a call at 800-724-2719. And just hit extension 116. Boy, you guys, I don't like the looks on your guys' faces here.
We're trying to figure this out.
Okay.
It's the wrong thing.
Good thing we're coming up on a break, huh? Maybe we have the time to get the right thing. At any rate, there's the break. Now we can get it straightened around. At any rate, folks, we'll return to our regularly scheduled chaos right after this short break. We'll be right back.
We're doctor was truly amazed at the improvements my heart showed after my heart attack. Thank you, Cartavite.
I was having a hard time breathing and had to rest in the afternoons, but since Cartavite, that's all changed now.
I've had chronic fatigue for 12 years now and decided to try Cartavite. Boy, it's improved my energy dramatically.
Cartavite.
We all use Cartavite.
Ladies and gentlemen, HeartDrop 2000 presents Cartavite. Cartavite is an all-natural supplement which is made up of our own special blend of herbs gathered from many different parts of the world, specially designed to improve your health. Come on and care about yourself just a little more with Cartavite. You can find more information at www.cardovite.us or call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822.
Cartavite is a natural thing. Gets you the edge like you've never seen. It makes you feel good. Go to Bites.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
All right, folks, kicking off this Thursday's edition of the National Intel Report, I just want to make mention here before we get started here. if you guys want to eat some real, real good barbecue out in Taylor, Texas, right there, almost when you get to 95 off of 79, it's on 2nd Street. You guys may want to stop into Mueller Barbecue. I just had lunch with somebody that really likes the program out there, and it was kind of strange. Desi, how's this for a tie-in? I walk in this place, and what is hanging on the wall but a poster for a record album that I guess never got produced, and who was it? Stevie Ray and his brother, Jimmy.
Stevie Ray.
And taken into that exact table at that...
oh, really?
Yeah, at that restaurant. But, folks, little plug there. This is not paid for plug, but you guys want some good barbecue, and you're out near Taylor on 95, stop in at Mueller's Barbecue on 2nd Street there. I think you will enjoy it. Well, I was in there, and, gosh, hundreds of people were, so take advantage of it. An unsolicited plug, just a freebie from RBM. And we appreciate the Muellers out there. And when you stop in, say hi to the proprietor, Bobby Mueller. At any rate, folks, what's on the agenda today?
I want to talk about war powers or lack thereof. You know, I don't like war powers, and I want war powers to go away. What?
You got to speak into the microphone.
Where is the in?
At the end of it. You don't look real comfortable sitting there.
Not around. Well, there was a really good case that was decided. It wasn't a Supreme Court case or an appeals court case or anything. It was in the United States District Court for the District of South Carolina in Charleston. And it deals the Bush administration quite a blow because it takes away a lot of their power. It was a habeas corpus action brought in regard to Jose Padilla. And the circumstances are this. On May 8, 2002, Padilla flew from Pakistan to Chicago's O'Hare International Airport. As he stepped off the plane, Padilla was apprehended by federal agents executing a material witness warrant. So they originally held him as a material witness. Okay, issued by the United States District Court for the Southern District of New York in connection with its grand jury investigation into the September 11th terrorist attacks. Padilla was then transported to New York, where he was held in federal criminal custody. On May 22nd, acting through appointed counsel, Padilla moved to vacate the material witness warrant. Padilla's motion was still pending when on June 9th, so they snagged him on May 8th, on June 9th, the president issued an order to Secretary of Defense Donald H. Rumsfeld, designating Padilla an enemy combatant and directing the secretary to detain him in military custody. It then talks about documents attached. In support of this action, the president invoked his authority as commander-in-chief of the U.S. Armed Forces and the Authorization for Use of Military Force Joint Resolution, Public Law 107-40, enacted by Congress on September 18, 2001. The president also made several factual findings explaining his decision to designate Padilla an enemy combatant. Based on these findings, the president concluded that it is consistent with U.S. law and the laws of war for the Secretary of Defense to detain Mr. Padilla as an enemy combatant. That same day, Padilla was taken into custody by Department of Defense officials and transported to the Consolidated Naval Brig in Charleston, South Carolina. He has been held there since. And that was on, May 22nd?
Yeah, this is the guy that...
2002.
This is the guy that spent 2.5 years in prison, and he was one of the first people that were detained under the new terrorism guidelines.
Mm-hmm.
And this was the time that the foo-foo was really hitting the air-moving device here. We were talking about the newfound powers under the terrorism threat, and, of course, Guantanamo Bay keeping a bunch of sheep herders down there or whatever on Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. There is a reoccurring theme that's going on. Just recently, just to bring people current to what they're deeming now as being terrorist, the woman, the federal judge that her parents got
right.
whacked.
No, her husband and her mother.
Husband and the mother got whacked. Well, he's being detained under terrorism. So, folks, you know, it's not murder anymore. If you commit any crime against the state, its property, or its appendages thereof, congratulations, you're in the terrorist loop. You're not a murderer, you're not a thief, you're not anything else, you're now a terrorist.
And according to the president's edict, which comes from the commander-in-chief of the U.S. Armed Forces, and the Authorization for Use of Military Force Joint Resolution. Now, what is the basis for the authority for the Authorization for Use of Military Force Joint Resolution? Wake up, Bill. Do you spell that war powers? Good Lord, snoozing at the switch.
I wasn't snoozing. I was reading the papers you had.
You were staring right at me, man.
Okay, answer your own question.
I did. War powers. The basis is war powers. So they use the war powers, and the president issues orders under this Authorization for Use of Military Force Joint Resolution simply as by the war powers under his authority as commander-in-chief of the U.S. Armed Forces. And this AUMF, the acronym for whatever I just said, provides in relevant part, the president is authorized to use all necessary and appropriate force against those nations, organizations, or persons he determines planned, authorized, committed, or aided the terrorist attacks that occurred on September 11, 2001, or harbored such organizations or persons in order to prevent any future acts of international terrorism against the United States by such nations, organizations, or persons. So that's out of 115 Stat 224. So it's in the statutes at large. In short, the president determined that Padilla is closely associated with Al Qaeda. I'm sure that George is just sitting there, you know, coming up with this himself. An international terrorist organization with which the United States is at war. Are we?
Against whom?
Al Qaeda, it says.
Well yeah.
Are we at war with Al Qaeda?
How do you declare a war on a philosophy?
On a
philosophy.
Well, I didn't know we were at war with Al Qaeda.
Well,
I thought we were at war in
Well,
Iraq.
It was officially
oh, wait a minute.
Declared.
That's only establishing
democracy.
It was
officially declared by.
By whom?
By George Bush, because the Congress of the United States gave up its war-making power.
Well, they can't, and so, like I said, are we at war with Al Qaeda?
Don't say can't. They did. They're not supposed to, but they did.
Only the Congress can declare war. Only the president can wage it.
Right.
And they can no more give up their war-making abilities or powers or authority than they could give up having substance behind gold and silver, I mean, behind coin.
Yes, but they did. They can't, but
so
they did.
So who does that tell you they are?
It ain't us.
Could they be imposters?
It could be a flim-flam sham job with a nice, brushy, little shiny front.
Perhaps Congress isn't Congress, but it really is Congress of the United States, which is an instrumentality of the United States. And as an instrumentality, they masquerade as the United States of America, which is the thing that sues everybody. The United States of America sues everybody now. And
okay,
I'm
a little fuzzy on the suit thing here.
Well, if you're sued by anything to do with the United States, if they came in and charged you with terrorism or they charged you with willful failure to file,
right?
Well, you are sued by the United States of America.
Okay.
That's the title of the suit, the United States of America versus John Stadtmiller.
Okay, now this is the corporatized version of the United States of America we're talking about.
No, actually, the United States of America is Congress.
Okay.
It is Congress.
Okay, well, we're talking about the capped United States of America.
Oh, yeah, we're talking about the thing that doesn't that goes outside the Constitution, extra-constitutional, as it were.
So I'm being sued by whom? What exactly should we say these people are?
An executive instrumentality. I don't know. Who are they?
Yeah, that's my question.
Neo-maxi-zoomed
weebies, we know that, but we've got to come up with a good title for them because most people, here's the thing, Des, most people in this country know that something has gone wrong in the political aspect of the country. People get the feeling that things have gone wrong with the government, but they don't know what it is, and they still think in the frame of mind of, well, this is our government, but they don't know, going back to Reconstruction, Civil War, they don't know any of this stuff. So it's a natural progression of what happened out of Civil War, Reconstruction, war powers, and all this stuff to explain this and make people understand this. They don't have a clue. They don't know how it's been turned against them.
Well, it's been turned against them because nobody can elect anybody. And because nobody can elect anybody and they're not under the Constitution, they had to do everything extra-constitutional, outside the Constitution. So they have fabricated this thing beginning in 1863, 1862, they started making up all this stuff. And so everything they did sits outside the Constitution. And so in order to control it, they set up agencies. We're back to the agency thing. They set up agencies. And the agencies have executive authority, but they're not under the executive branch. They have executive authority under Congress, and Congress empowers them to make their own rules, regulations, and enforcement. So if the EPA comes after you, it's got its own rules, regulations, and enforcement. But if the EPA sued you, I haven't seen a suit, but I think if the EPA sued you, it would sue you in the name of the United States of America, not the EPA.
There's that long, pregnant pause there.
Well, it would be because an agency is given, along with its power, it's given the ability to sue and be sued. You should be sued by the EPA.
Does this have something to do with them limiting the lawsuits against our governmental officials? Does this? And we're up against the break, so hold that thought. We'll get to some phone calls here right after the break. AJ, Alex Jones is online. Mitzi, Jeff from Massachusetts. We'll get to your calls right after this break. Hang on.
You bathe, right? And those dishes and laundry, you wash them, right? If you don't worry. Otherwise, you might want to listen. Your family is exposed to harsh chemicals daily. Chlorides, ethanols, sulfates. They're used in paint thinner, solvents, fuel additives. You'll find those chemical cocktails and more in everyday detergents and shampoo. Does that bother you? It bothers the folks at Calbend Pure Soaps. For 58 years, they've produced all-natural, earth-friendly soaps and household cleaners. No animal testing, no chemicals, no dye, no antibacterials. Just safe, natural plant extracts like extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. I don't use anything but triple concentrated Calbend Pure Soaps. What are you waiting for? Call them 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Nothing to lose but the chemicals. 1-800-340-7091 or visit CalbendPureSoap.com.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world. And Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity.
Ladies and gentlemen, John Statmiller here, and yes, I did find the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. With the help of my good friend Robbie Noel, we've started Republic Trading Group, a company dedicated to serving RBN listeners with the best service available.
That's right, John. For the first time, Republic listeners can now buy with confidence. By eliminating the middleman and working with one of the oldest and most respected distributors of numismatic coins in the United States, we can now guarantee that within 24 hours of cleared funds, you will receive a tracking number so you can see exactly when your order arrives. It's that easy. No fuss, no hassle.
For more information, call 1-800-691-7898. 1-800-691-7898.
Want to look good and feel great? Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Well, there are things you can do and natural products available that are strong and safer than harsh synthetics. Rediscover ancient secrets with therapeutic grade A essential oils. The molecular structure of essential oils is highly oxygenating in nature, increasing vitality and energy to the body. Our essential oils and supplements are all natural and absolutely pure to help you discover optimal health, essential nutrition, emotional well-being, and effective weight management. Whether using our products or looking for a home-based business, you'll be glad you contacted us by calling 1-800-993-OILS. Therapeutic-grade essential oils are emerging as a missing link to modern medicine. That's 1-800-993-6457. You can also visit our website at www.naturesoils.org. That's www.naturesoils.org.
Have a stuttering soundtrack there. Would the computer take a hiccup or something? Let's go to the phones here. Alex Jones calling Mr. Jones.
Hey, John, I'm down here in San Antonio. Listen to 93.5. Listen to this. It sounds just absolutely amazing, and that's really exciting to be on down here in San Antonio. You know, I called in just because Desi and you are absolutely right. In those Gonzalez memos, our new attorney general, he said the president is the law. He actually said he is above the law, that he can make or break any law he wishes, which is totally abhorrent to the Constitution, Bill of Rights, common sense. I mean, if you believe that, he could, you know, barbecue children on the lawn of the White House. And they said we can torture people until death, and if we didn't mean for them to die and they die from organ failure, then it's not torture. I mean, it's just good old-fashioned tyranny. I'm the sovereign. I'm God. I'm Lord. I'm the master. And we see this everywhere. But, you know, you mentioned whoever killed this judge's family. You know, that's just murder. But the person may be guilty, may be innocent. They may have the wrong person, so they get a jury of their peers and due process. We're charging you as a terrorist. But it's not just stuff like that. It's people selling knockoff Rubik's Cubes. That's the Associated Press. It's veterans who complain too much. It's pot dealers. It's topless bars. It's bid rigging on concrete. You know, it's everything. Oh, you don't get due process. Oh, we we didn't need a warrant to come in your house. And then, of course, who guards us from the government, who's more apt to abuse and be criminal than any other small criminal group? And my last point is, this is an ample subject for my new film that I hope RB and O'Gary, Martial Law, 911, Rise of the Police State, my preeminent work. 2.5 hours, you're in it, John. A lot of folks are in the film. A third of it's New York. The rest is 9/11 and secret societies. It's my best work, and I hope people will go to Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. The film is now done, and they can also watch it at PrisonPlanet.tv. But I'm really proud of Martial Law, and it exposes exactly what you're talking about.
What I heard you say on the air today, you had your back spasms going on, and I felt for you because I've had that exact same thing happen. Hey, look, I wanted to tell you something because this torture thing has come to light, and you are one of the only guys out there. And Alex, I got to admit, when you first started talking about it, I thought, you know, well, that's kind of pushing a little bit. But I got to give you kudos because you nailed the torture thing down a couple of years ago.
Well, yeah, but, 4 years ago, I noticed that they started going, torture's good, even before 9/11. And then all these sitcoms and dramas, and then right after 9/11, Alan Dershowitz, let's torture people.
Right.
And I said, you watch, they're going to bring torture out, and they're going to start conditioning us that it's okay.
All right. Hey, Alex, we'll get that video over here as soon as possible. I can't wait to see it. I saw a real turning point in your production values. That 9/11 video you did, that was your best work, and I understand from people, somebody called me and said, I saw it, you got to get this thing. It far exceeds what you did in that film, so I'm looking forward to it.
Well, it's available. God bless.
All right. Thanks, Alex. I appreciate your call.
Okay, that's the point exactly. You see, somebody has to stop them, and because they consider that they're absolutely above the law. They're certainly outside the law. So this is what the court said. Respondent, that's the United States, goes to great lengths to argue that the court in Quirin, with its another case, did not rest its decision on a clear statement from Congress. The court is unconvinced. Contrary to respondent's arguments, it is clear from Quirin that the court found that Congress had explicitly provided, so far as may be constitutional to do so, that military tribunals shall have jurisdiction to try offenders or offenses against the law of war in appropriate cases. Therefore, since no such congressional authorization is present here, respondents' argument as to the application of Quirin must fail. And then it goes on to talk about Ex parte Milligan, the great Rick case that says that people have the right to due process and certainly the right to be heard about imprisonment. Then it goes on to say, in sum, interpreting a wartime measure, we must assume that the purpose of Congress and the executive was to allow for the greatest possible accommodation between those liberties and the exigencies of war. We must assume, when asked to find implied powers in a grant of legislative or executive authority, that the lawmakers intended to place no greater restraint on the citizen than was clearly and unmistakably indicated by the language they used. And the reason I'm reading this is because the judge, this opinion is so well written. I love it. And we come to, certainly respondent does not intend to argue here that just because the president states that petitioner's detention is consistent with the laws of the United States, including the authorization for use of military force, that makes it so. Take that, George. Not only is such a statement in direct contravention to the well-settled separation of powers doctrine, it is simply not the law. Moreover, such a statement is deeply troubling. If such a position were ever adopted by the courts, it would totally eviscerate the limits placed on presidential authority to protect the citizenry. Thank you. Individual liberties. Having found that the Non-Detention Act expressly forbids the president from holding petitioner as an enemy combatant and that the AUMF does not authorize such detention, neither explicitly nor by implication, the court turns to the question of whether the president has the inherent authority to hold petitioner. So next we come to the president's authority, which I love.
Well, you mean, and this is over and above the presidential directives or the executive orders that have never been overturned by Congress?
They said, Congress, you do need a stinking badge. I mean, George, you do need a stinking warrant.
God bless the ascended king, folks. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Many healthcare professionals know that the causes of our not having youthful energy, as well as many of our illnesses, can ultimately be traced to a lack of cellular oxygen and natural plant mineral nutrients. Unless we take plenty of oxygen and minerals on a daily basis, none of our maintenance, repair, or immune processes will function properly. And without plenty of oxygen and minerals, our vitamins won't work either. But through taking OxyMune oxygen drops and OxyEarth plant mineral capsules with MSN daily, we help our bodies replace our most vital nutrients. Our bodies use these nutrients to create extra energy, properly digest food, and eliminate waste. Mr. Oxygen, Ed McCabe's new book, Flood Your Body with Oxygen, is also available now. Go to OxygenAmerica.com for more information or call 305-933-4219. That's 305-933-4219. Get your oxygen today and feel good.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Gano Cafe? Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen, and boy, you know, I made the fatal mistake today. They didn't have any decaffeinated coffee, and I drank exactly 2 cups of caffeinated coffee.
You need to give Bill a transfusion.
No,
before his snoring keeps us off the air.
No, we're going to get the Oasis in here for him. We'll give him a quick jump start.
Okay, so back to this decision. It's such a great, great decision. So we're coming to the inherent authority of the president. As a preliminary matter... Oh, thank you. The court strongly agrees that great deference is afforded the president's exercise of his authority as commander-in-chief. And then they quote from Hamdi, the Supreme Court decision that came down in June. However, where the exercise of commander-in-chief powers, no matter how well-intentioned, is challenged on the ground that it collides with the powers assigned by the Constitution to Congress, a fundamental role exists for the courts. And that's citing Marbury v. Madison.
Oh, there was actually a cite in there?
Well, no, they cite several. They cite a bunch of Supreme Court cases here. The Hamdi is a Supreme Court case.
But the point is to go back that far, because Marbury versus Madison.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's good that this judge is doing this, because
1803.
Yeah, because we've seen the bastardization and the interpretation by even the Supreme Court, the current Supreme Courts. I mean, the good stuff was before.
Oh, wait. This gets good.
Okay.
Pursuant to the seminal case of Youngstown Steel versus Sawyer, and that's a 1952 case, Supreme Court case, in a case such as this, where the president has taken steps that are inconsistent with the will of Congress, both express and implied, the president's authority is at its lowest ebb, for then he can only rely upon his own constitutional powers, minus any constitutional powers of Congress over the matter. Simply stated, respondent has not provided, and this court has not found, any law that supports the contention that the president enjoys the inherent authority pursuant to which he claims to hold petitioner. The prize cases are chiefly concerned with enemy property, not enemy combatants, and Campbell concerns airstrikes in another country. Those are two cases they cited. Obviously, neither of those issues are present here. Thus, the court finds the two cases of little guidance. As Justice Jackson stated, Congress, not the executive, should control utilization of the war power as an instrument of domestic policy. In other words, they can't flaunt us with war power domestically. You hear that?
And is this, when was this,
Just a second, let me finish the sentence.
Go ahead.
There are indications that the Constitution did not contemplate that the title Commander-in-Chief of the Army and Navy will constitute the President, also Commander-in-Chief, of the country.
Because
its industries and its inhabitants.
Because the Commander-in-Chief is only Commander-in-Chief
only
during...
But only over the Army and Navy. He exercises no power whatsoever over the country, its industries, and its inhabitants.
Well, that just seems to gut everything that the government's been doing here, and Congress.
Gut.
Who is? When was this opinion rendered by this judge, and who was the judge again?
The judge was... I can't tell you who the judge was, but it was out of... It was out of the district court for the District of South Carolina, Charleston.
And this division. And this is recent?
Yeah, it was like last week.
And is the guy still alive?
Well, he's still alive, and he's ordered out in 45 days from the date of this order. They have to release him. I'd want out right now in 45 minutes, but they gave him 45 days.
Well, I mean, 45 days would seem like a cakewalk to this guy.
After
2.5 years.
When he didn't have anything. But see, what it also says in this case is, there are courts that are available for this. If they wanted to hold him forever as a material witness, then they would have to show what he was a witness to and make that case, and they don't.
And that was part of the tribunal thing, you know, no judge, no jury.
Exactly.
Kind of deal. Yeah.
But they can't do that because they can't hold him indefinitely as a material witness unless they say specifically what they expect him to be a witness to. And since they don't, they're just holding this guy because he's an enemy combatant, so George says. They can't do that. And it also says that there are courts. If he committed a crime, they should charge him with a crime and try him in due process. And if he offended somebody, then they have civil courts for that. But they cannot do what they did. And that's, I mean, this opinion is well written.
I hope this is encouraging to other judges that may or may not have been thinking along these lines. See, Desi, I've always likened it this way. We've got to have brave people standing up and being honest. That is a clear signal to other people that they can now join something that's a little bit better than what they're now involved with.
Well, I've got a few more things in here to read, but I want to say this, that we normally see the Supreme Court come down with decisions like this. They, like in Hamdi, their language was very clear that Hamdi couldn't be held indefinitely as an enemy combatant. But... And they kind of slapped around, but they didn't spank the president like this judge is spanking the president. And this is at a lower court. This is at just a plain district court. This isn't the appellate court, and certainly not the Supreme Court. So this is encouraging to me because what I see the Supreme Court doing and having done for the last year, especially beginning last February, their decisions, they are trying to stop these runaway people, and they've been doing it the best they can. In June, they issued three decisions that took away the war powers from Rumsfeld and and the Attorney General, et cetera. And the president, I've never seen the president slapped like this. And I think it's absolutely incredible. And like he says, the law isn't the law just because he says so. He's only the president. And he really is not supposed to have any say over domestic matters anyway.
Well, but people are confused about this. The big discussion this week, and it's being pushed real hard from both sides of the aisle, Social Security, we've got to save it. It's always been here. It should always be here. And people are missing the point here, that the government doesn't have any business being in health care. It doesn't have any business in retirement funds. And this is probably more up your alley, Bill, we take this and we look at it. I call it fascism. They call it a public-private partnership. But what's really scary to me, I think what's really behind this is not that we've got to fix Social Security. They even admit that, well, we can let it go for a few more years here. But what they want to do is pump the money directly into the stock market, because I think they feel,
John,
this thing's getting ready to blow out.
No, John, every dime of anything that anybody pays to the Treasury goes directly offshore. And every single dime that goes out, every dime that goes out is borrowed. So they don't have a pool. They don't have a trust. They don't have a general fund. They don't have anything but a debt. And every dime is borrowed.
But they will tell you that even Social Security is not necessarily a trust, that it goes into that general pool for the running of the government.
It goes into the general pool to pay the interest on the debt. Period, and it goes directly offshore to the IMF.
So is this why he got the green light here to put us $1 trillion more in debt, and Mr. Greenspan isn't making statements like irrational exuberance?
I don't know why, but let me finish this case, and then we'll get to the money part. It is true that there may be times during which it is necessary to give the executive branch greater power than at other times. I don't know when that would be. Such a granting of power, however, is in the province of the legislature and no one else, not the court and not the president. The founders of this nation entrusted the lawmaking power to the Congress alone in both good and bad times. A state of war is not a blank check for the president when it comes to the rights of the nation's citizens.
Let me see.
Oh, he grabbed it from me, folks.
Let me see this. Somebody has got this right.
Yeah, because that comes straight out of Hamdi, too. Did you see it?
Yeah.
Okay. I shall repeat, a state of war is not a blank check for the president when it comes to the rights of the nation's citizens.
So, in order, according to Mr. Bush and his cronies in Washington, D.C., he can't necessarily make us safe by taking our rights away from us?
No, he can't make us safe, nor he can. Now, remember, the government is instituted for one purpose and one purpose only, and that's for the protection of its citizens,
But, but I've also heard the argument amongst the intellectuals that are on board with Georgie that, well, he is following the Constitution because he is protecting the citizens.
Well, but he's not really supposed to protect the citizens. He's supposed to protect our life, liberty, and property.
Well, the president isn't supposed to do anything where we're
concerned. The government is supposed to protect our life.
The president is supposed to deal diplomatically with other national leaders, period.
As a head of state.
Simply stated, this is a law enforcement matter, not a military matter. The civilian authorities captured petitioner just as they should have. At the time that petitioner was arrested pursuant to the material arrest warrant, any alleged terrorist plans that he harbored were thwarted. From then on, he was available to be questioned, and was indeed questioned just like any other citizen accused of criminal conduct. That is as it should be. And it says that they could have charged him with a crime, but instead they decided to exercise powers that they do not have and exercise control over an American citizen that they do not have.
And look what 9/11 did for us.
Well, again, to see this at a district court level is very encouraging to me, because the word is out that somebody needs to stop this pendulum from going that way. The word is out.
This judge better watch his back.
That's why my second question was, when was this opinion handed down, and is he still alive?
Within the week.
Well, obviously, he has no great designs of maybe being picked for the Supreme Court. Or
maybe so, but not by Bush. Not by Bush. Certainly his political favor is gone right now.
I'll tell you what, the phone calls are loaded up, and I don't want to leave these people hanging, so let's clear these lines out. Mitzi in Texas. Thank you for holding, Mitzi. Go ahead.
Hi. It's totally different than what y'all are talking about. I was...
traffic today, Mitzi.
This is about the IRS.
Okay.
actually, my husband is in jail for not paying the IRS, And I was wondering if you had any advice or anything to look after that case is. Yeah.
What do you mean he's in jail for not paying the IRS?
Well, he didn't pay taxes in 1986, and it has lasted up till he went in like 2 months ago, and they've taken our house and everything.
Was he convicted of willful failure to file in a court?
Yes.
And he had an attorney?
Yes, but his actually when we went to court, his attorney was fighting with the guy that was against, the attorney general. And he didn't do exactly what his attorney didn't do exactly what he wanted him to, so they gave him 27 months. They weren't planning on giving him that much time.
So you're now homeless and husbandless.
Yes.
Well, the thing is, he was charged incorrectly to begin with, and nobody fights that, especially attorneys. Willful failure to file what?
I don't know.
So you see, he's not charged with willful failure to file. He's charged with the penalty statute.
Yes.
And so they never go to the code that says file what. I mean, you can write the IRS all day long, every single day, and say, what am I supposed to file? Just give me a clue. Tell me what I'm supposed to file.
Well, he even tried to pay. In 86, that's when the construction went down, and he couldn't pay anybody. Well, then he started up again, and he wanted to try to pay him. He was paying him $2,000 a month, and it started out at $65,000, and then it ended up at, like, I think $700,000 is what he owed.
Well, some people have to be tried occasionally, but I'm telling you, this has to stop because it's not willful failure to file because there would be an extension, willful failure to file what? It would say you have to file a 1040 return. It doesn't say that anywhere in the code. Nowhere does it say. Nowhere does it say that anybody is liable to file. But they try people on this all the time.
Yeah.
And there are all kinds of cases that are available on that. I mean, well, no, there aren't all kinds of cases. Because no law has really been made on this.
Yeah.
But you have to understand that you have to be charged with a crime. And the crime has to be substantiated. And he was not. He was charged with the penalty statute that doesn't have any relationship.
How long has he served so far?
About a month and a half.
And he's got 27
months? 27 months, yeah.
Is there appeal on this deal?
No, he's just going to try. Well, actually, he has some other land that he's trying to. It narrowed down to they put him in. He owed $65,000. And he had been trying to pay. I mean, he offered to pay it over and over, but they wanted payments out. $2,000 a month, and he paid that for years. Then they took our house, and then he went back, and actually they wanted him to work and try to get people that hadn't paid the IRS and stuff like that to kind of, you know,
they wanted him
danger.
To turn on others.
Excuse me?
They wanted him to turn on others?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, and I was against that, and the judge told him that if he could pay that, then he would knock time off. So actually right now, he's trying to pay it with a house, some land that he had.
Where are you?
In Texas.
Where?
In Austin.
Was it Yackel or Sparks?
I don't know.
The judge.
The judge?
The judge was in San Antonio.
Oh, okay.
His name?
Garcia, I think.
Okay. What you do is you send to the clerk. You do this exactly. You send to the clerk in San Antonio.
Okay.
And you ask to see the oath of office and the employment affidavit for Judge Garcia.
Okay.
What you'll get is a Form 61 that says that he is an employee.
Okay.
With that, if you'll study habeas corpus, you can put a habeas up that he is to be let go because he was tried by an employee, not by an officer, by a judicial officer.
Okay.
Now, let me ask you this. A thought just occurred to me. Desi, when's your first when's your next Sunday meeting?
Well, see, that's what I have a problem with. We go every weekend to see him. I've got two kids, little kids, and we go every weekend, Saturday and Sunday, to see him. They put him out of town instead of close.
Okay, but we're trying to, Mitzi,
yeah.
Understand what I'm saying. We're trying to find a remedy here.
Uh-huh.
Desi, when is your next meeting?
A week from Sunday.
A week?
It's on the 13th of March.
Okay, 13th of March, let your husband know that you're not going to see him that Sunday, and get down to Desi's meeting And I'm sure she can help you further on this. And your meeting is located?
No, I don't practice law medicine.
Oh, right, no, I know. I just need help, some kind of help.
Just need a little bit of advice. You give advice, don't you?
Right.
Yeah. It's not paid.
I show people where to look.
Yeah, okay.
3801 South Congress.
South Lamar.
South Lamar.
South Lamar, I'm sorry, South Lamar.
At People's Pharmacy, and that starts at about 2 in the afternoon.
Okay. What were you, tell me again, the I'm supposed to cut Wright, the clerk, San Antonio, an oath of office and employment, right?
Yeah,
I'm trying to write it down.
Ask him for an oath of office and ask him for the employee affidavit. It's called a Form 61.
Okay. Okay.
When you get the Form 61, it clearly shows that he is, and I'm not sure if I have Garcia's or not. I think I may, but I'm not sure. It clearly shows that Garcia, well, that we sent for that and don't have the answer back from the Justice Department. But I got it fairly quickly on the judges in Austin. And so if you ask the clerk of the court in San Antonio, you should get it fairly quickly. When you get that 61, you'll see that he's an employee. And an employee of an agency can't make a judicial determination.
Okay.
And your email address, Desi?
Desi Andrews, D-E-S-S-I-E, Andrews, at earthlink.net.
All right. Mitzi, we'll get you off on the right track here.
Thank you so much.
Alrighty,
and I'll be at that meeting.
Okay, real good.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Jeff, Lewis, Ed, Chris, and others, hang on. We'll get to all your calls right after this.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world. And Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity.
Ladies and gentlemen, John Stadtmiller here, and yes, I did find the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. With the help of my good friend Robbie Noel, we've started Republic Trading Group, a company dedicated to serving RBN listeners with the best service available.
That's right, John. For the first time, Republic listeners can now buy with confidence. By eliminating the middleman and working with one of the oldest and most respected distributors of numismatic coins in the United States, we can now guarantee that within 24 hours of cleared funds, you will receive a tracking number so you can see exactly when your order arrives. It's that easy. No fuss, no hassle.
For more information, call 1-800-691-7898. 1-800-691-7898.
Hear that? That's the sound of nearly 3 million American jobs being flushed down the toilet. What caused it? NAFTA. 10 years ago, Congress passed NAFTA. It was supposed to boost our economy. Instead, we lost millions of jobs and the nation is still hurting. But now Congress is quietly considering doing it again, but worse this time, by creating a free trade area of the Americas, also called the FTAA. This would outsource millions more American jobs and businesses. How can our country survive this devastation again? Learn how you can help. Visit www.stoptheftaa.org or call 1-800-JBS-USA1. Log on to our website and let Congress know that you think FTAA is not an option for America's future. Stoptheftaa.org and keep American jobs in America.
Let it be one right now. So let it be.
We'll continue with the phone calls here. Jeff in Massachusetts, if I can read around my Visiasonic there. Yeah, Jeff in Massachusetts. You're up, Jeff.
Yes, sir. How you doing?
Hi.
Yes. Now, as far as the War Powers Act is concerned, for starters, America should get out of the U.N. There's a bumper sticker from the John Birch Society that says, get the U.S. out of the U.N. That is for starters. And then after that, in our military, only citizens should be able to join the military, not non-citizens and not people with dual citizenship. That way there, we at least try to eliminate the fifth column in America.
How about, Jeff, we just go back to the Constitution and we don't have a standing army. How would that be?
Well,
we are not supposed to have a military.
We're not supposed to have a military?
No.
Not an army and a navy?
No. Well, no, the navy, yes, but only to control the coast. We are not supposed to have an army. That's what militias are for, because our armies are only to defend our states.
And what did George Washington say about that? That they're the bane of a country, the bane of society, to have a standing army? Because that what he was is saying was that that army could possibly be turned against that nation's populace.
And that's exactly what's happened. So we have no business having an army. We have no business declaring war on other countries. We have no business being in the war business.
That is true, because America is very similar to the Roman Empire, where the Roman Empire traveled under the banner, the peace of Rome. We should just defend our borders, and that's it. I do agree with that, and you are right about Congress declaring war, and you keep the police local. What I'm afraid of is do you think we have foreign troops in this country?
Well, I don't even care about foreign troops. I just know that when war powers end, everything goes away. All of this stuff goes away. We have prosperity when we have peace.
Take a look at the big show palace in Congress, and take a look at the speaker's chair, and take a look at the left and the right, and you will see the Roman fasci on either side.
That's true.
We have Roman civil law in our courts. If this isn't Praetorian law, you will never see it. We have the Roman civil law in our courts. The law is in the mouth of the judge. We have no law. We have nothing but anarchy. It's getting worse every day because we have no money. And they keep this going by the use of war powers.
That's very interesting. Now, before I get off, I'm going to emphasize, at least as a start, and Ron Paul did have a bill to get the U.S. out of the United Nations. We at least get that as a start, and then we work our way piecemeal to where we get to the benchmark.
Well, and I've said this before, and I'll just say this quickly, Jeff. We're trying to get Ron Paul to run for governor of Texas. I think he would be better suited rather than wasting his time up in Congress, because that government's been flipped. When we have people like Ron Paul and the character of this man, once again, the state governors, then we can cut this unholy tie between the states and the federal government. It's going to take longer to flip that in Washington, D.C. than it would be our own states. That's why this whole system right down to the county level was set up the way it was. So if things started to go wrong, we could drop back, punt, and reconfigure, and then go from there.
Well, the federal government is not supposed to be anywhere near us.
Yeah, and, you know, the federal courts and the federal agents running around, this is scary times, but...
You're right. Hey, guys, do have a very nice night, and I'll see you later.
Okay, thank you, Jeff. I appreciate it. Next hour on the National Intel Report for you international listeners, and there are a ton of them out there. The frequency is 99.85 for the second hour. First hour, of course, is on 12160. And if you're listening via the shortwave right now, obviously you're there. All right, we'll take the short break here. Come back on the other side. More phone calls, more information right after this. Stay tuned.
We must take the miracles back. We must take the miracles back.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making
featuring bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.